Yeah, well, you know, at one point, I thought that it would be very good to involve the audience. The reason I thought about that was because everything goes through change. And, you know, even the three-dimensional sculpture or something that I made, it would change in time. It'll change. So why not just make a change before that, sort of like a positive change? Instead of waiting for it to just kind of change, it might deteriorate or something like that. But if you keep putting some creative ideas in it, it might just change in a very interesting way. So I thought, well, why don't I just make a piece that I would ask the audience to participate in? But the minute I thought about that, I went like, oh, I don't think I want to do that. You know, most artists make something and they never want anybody to change it. They want that to be exactly as it is eternally. But there's no such thing as something is going to be there exactly in the way that we planned eternally. It just goes on changing, you know. So then I thought, okay, well, this is a good idea to bring it in, a positive change, you know, not negatively happening, you know. So there's some participation pieces here. Some of them are not participating physically. You might want to just conceptually participate, but there's some that are asking you to participate physically. And those are very interesting, I think, because it will really give you a good time to create things.